Saga Egmont presents The Depths by Michael Katz-Krefeld, read by Joplin Sibtain. He who fights monsters must watch he doesn't become one himself. Friedrich Nietzsche. To Liz, for being who you are. Chapter 1. Vidor, 1993. It was getting dark, and the frost was biting. It was 9 o'clock in the evening. Morten sped off at a run. He was more terrified than he'd ever been before in his 12 years of life. With the hood of his parka up around his head and his heart pounding in his throat, he ran without realizing that his legs were burning, without realizing that his body was going downhill. He ran in the thickening snowfall, the flakes swirling around him like a swarm of fireflies. He ran between Rosenhoy's grey apartment blocks, which lay like fortifications along the motorway. He was on his way home. He was making headway until he fell on the icy pavement. He got back up, bruised but barely realizing it. He ran again towards the last staircase in the block. He climbed the stairs without slowing his pace, while the sound of Metallica drifted up to the third floor from a ground floor flat. He got the key out and let himself in. The hallway was piled with clothes and boots. The flat smelled mouldy and of cheap pot, just like usual. Through the open door to the living room, he spotted his stepbrothers on the sofa. Both were in white tank tops and grey jogging bottoms. Both were working their way through the crate of beer sitting in the centre of the tiled table. "Hey, loser," called Patrick, the oldest, and ordered Morten into the living room. But Morten didn't stop. He continued through the hallway and locked himself in the bathroom. He tried to catch his breath, but it came back only intermittently. He stood by the dirty sink and looked at himself in the greasy mirror. The reflection scared him. He had never had freckles before, but now his lean face was mottled, speckled with blood. He looked down at his hands where the blood was flaking. "Hey, loser, open up." There was a loud bang on the bathroom door. Morten turned on both taps and began to rinse the blood off his hands, someone else's blood. "Damn it, open up or I'll kick your ass." He rubbed water over his face, but the blood was stubborn. He ripped off his parka and rubbed his hands and face with the synthetic lining. He looked in the mirror and pulled a congealed clump out of his mid-length dark hair. He was as clean as he could get. He hid the coat among the dirty laundry in the overflowing laundry basket. He unlocked the bathroom door. His 17-year-old stepbrother, Patrick, came stumbling in. His eyes were blurred with beer and hashish. Still, the slap he gave Morten was on target. "What have you been up to, you shit? Why are you only just coming home now?" "Nothing," Morten replied, and rubbed his cheek. He pushed past Patrick and out into the hallway. Patrick followed him. "Mom and Ivan are mad. You're in for it when they get home." "Where are they?" Morten muttered on his way into the boys' shared room. "Where do you think? Down the pub, of course. Shut up. You're going to get your ass kicked." Morten could hear Patrick's chuckle as he closed the door. It was a laugh Patrick had copied from that new TV series, Beavis and Butthead. Morten threw his clothes on the floor and crawled under the duvet. It smelt of his own sweat and a bit of sour socks. He closed his eyes and tried to block out the thoughts that were about to make his head explode. The girl, the cave, the darkness. The girl, the cave, the darkness. The girl, the cave, the darkness. He started crying and praying to God, small, short prayers. He rarely prayed, only when things looked the darkest, even though it had never helped, not against the beatings or Ivan's nightly visits with his wandering hands. "Dear God, please make sure no one finds out." He needed God to listen and answer just this once. But on Vestinen, God had a habit of remaining silent. Chapter 2. Vidovre, 1993, 7 hours earlier. The words Street Fighter 2 blazed across the TV screen and the fast-paced electronic theme from the Nintendo game blasted from the speaker. A fight to the death was underway between Ken, the blonde American...